Call it the laying on of hands or the showing some skin for the war on terror.
Air travelers contemplate a little human touch from the TSA.
My name is John, calling from Mars Bluff, South Carolina. I'm all for it. Pat me down and scan. I'd rather have that than just get blown out of the sky.
Hi, my name is Santosh, and I'm calling from Hewlett, New York. All these elected officials and all those in the upper class, how would they like it if they go through a security check, either being patted down or having their images taken?
New scanners and new pat-downs just in time for the holidays. The naked truth about the latest in airport security.
Of underwear bombers, suitcases with detonators, and homeland security.
Janet Napolitano on airline safety. The secretary is in an upright, locked position. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We are going to speak with Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security, in just a few minutes. It's Friday, November 19th.
I mean, she's not the one actually patting anybody down.
No.
She's just the boss.
Although she's a prosecutor, she knows all about pat-downs and what the deal
That's
is.
That's actually a good point. Let's get a look at the morning's top news stories. A little over an hour ago, President Obama touched down in Portugal. He's going to face 2 days of tough questions from allies there, something he's probably getting used to by now. It's a NATO summit today. Leaders are expected to endorse a plan to gradually turn combat responsibility over to the Afghan army by 2014. That's a date that Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell is already calling a target.
It does not mean that all U.S. or coalition forces would necessarily be gone by that date. There may very well be the need for forces to remain in country, albeit hopefully at smaller numbers.
The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan, Stefan de Mistura, tells our partner the BBC, Afghan forces should be ready by 2014.
The Afghans are fighters. Of course, they would not be the perfect soldier that the West may be dreaming of. But in fact, they can stand up.
Tomorrow it's a meeting with the European Union where President Obama will be pressed on his decision for more stimulus spending when many European countries are cutting back.
Before he left for Portugal, President Obama pushed Senate Republicans for a vote on the START nuclear treaty with Russia.
There is no higher national security priority for the lame duck session of Congress. The stakes for American national security are clear, and they are high.
And there are other priorities in Washington. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a vote on whether to extend jobless benefits set to expire for 2 million Americans at the end of the month. One more fight brewing is over the soon-to-expire tax cuts. House Democrats plan to extend middle-class tax cuts while letting those for the wealthy expire. Republicans expected to block the plan. It was a teary-eyed Congressman Charles Rangel who became the first House member in nearly three decades to be recommended for censure.
Mistakes were made that I assume responsibility for.
The New York congressman was found guilty this week of 11 violations of House rules. Harlem voter Courtney Ballard says she voted for Rangel this month, but now...
I really don't feel like he's right for the office. I feel like he should just back down and bow out with grace and go ahead.
But it's up to the House to decide if Rangel will have to stand before his colleagues and receive a public rebuke from the incoming Speaker of the House, Republican John Boehner.
In Haiti, protests linked to the outbreak of cholera have spread to parts of Port-au-Prince. And General Motors stock was up 3.6% at the closing of their first day of their new IPO.
Irish and European Union officials haggling over the terms of a bailout this morning. It's affecting markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices down. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,181. The S&P opens at 1,196. And the NASDAQ opens at 2514. Later on in the hour, historian extraordinaire Michael Korda dispels rumors and sheds light on the legendary Lawrence of Arabia.
I thought that was Peter O'Toole.
He's, you know, the real Lawrence of Arabia is as much of a legend as actor Peter O'Toole.
That is absolutely true. Coming up, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.